This is 24 Years on the Bright Side, a series of stories from my life where things don't always go according to plan. I'm Allison Blaze here on burst.co.uk. If you're all up for it. Yay! Okay, so now I'd like to take you to a story from year 12. It was the summer between my 7th and 8th grade year, and I'd just been selected as an officer for the Sears Dance Company. So that's kind of like a big deal. I thought it couldn't get any better. Soon after, my dance teacher, let's call her Nicole, scheduled her annual trip to LA to work with some of the best choreographers in the business. This year, she only invited 2 girls. It was this girl, we'll call her Mary, and me. I was ecstatic at the opportunity. We arrived at the hotel for our week in California, opened the door to a very, very small room with 1 bed. There were 3 people, 1 adult and 2 like pre-teenage people that were supposed to share a bed for 1 week. We soon decided that we'd spend most of our days at the dance studio, and by the end of it, we'd be too tired to worry about if we were practically sleeping on top of each other. So the first day, we headed over to Coffee Bean, which is this coffee shop in the States that's like only on the West Coast, and my dance teacher was kind of obsessed with it, so we had to get our caffeine fix before the long day. As I was getting into the rental car, I spilled my drink down the front of my jacket and the floor of the car. And I had to like just go on to the rest of the day smelling like a mocha frappuccino. I'll never forget that first class, because basically the entire time he had us spin our arms, like swing our arms around to "You spin me right round, baby, right round." Like that's all we did, the whole class. And I was like, this guy, how did he get a job here? I don't understand. After that, we finished out the day. It was probably about 10 hours that we were at the studio. We got back and I was too exhausted to wait for Mary or Nicole to shower. I know it's gross, but I was 12. I wouldn't do it now. I'd shower. I took the spot in the middle because it was my turn to have the middle, and was asleep before they even got to bed. The next morning, though, they both informed me that apparently I had kicked Mary out of the bed, and they were both really annoyed that I hadn't showered and just was like in the middle next to them, hitting them the whole night. But the good news is I never had to sleep in the middle again. I don't really blame them. I mean, I was gross, and nobody likes getting like hit in the middle of the night, keeping them up. As the trip came to an end, we all wanted to do something special on our last night. Nicole decided to take us to this place where they make cookie ice cream sandwiches for just $1. On the way trying to find it, we got lost more than once. Finally, Nicole shouted because she saw the neon sign. So we found a place to park, and this homeless man approaches us and tells us that someone's out to get him and we should all be scared. We realize the street's clear, so we just dart across, because we're scared of this homeless guy. We get across the street, and a police officer stops us. He tells us that we just crossed the street illegally, and he's going to write us a citation. We try to, like, plead and explain that there was this homeless guy, and we were scared of him. Well, the police officer looks. Homeless guy's gone. He's gone somewhere else, probably because he saw the cop. So then he looks at us, like, we're lying. Finally, the cop let us go, but of course he had to give us that stereotypical lecture before we could leave. We got our dessert and headed back to the hotel. That trip was an interesting one for me. I learned that it's always best to shower before you have to share a bed, and that crossing the street illegally, even if you're scared, is still breaking the law. Hear about one of my naive teachers next time on Bright Side. 24 Years on the Bright Side was recorded as live in front of an audience. It was produced with the help of Kieran Thompson and me, Allison Blaze. The music was composed by Michael L. Worrell. This has been a burst.co.uk production.